Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you didn't pay attention to last Wednesday's statement at the conclusion of the Federal Open Market Committee's latest regularly scheduled meeting, you should have. And you should be very afraid. The Fed again repeated a lie in the second paragraph when it stated, quote, "The COVID-19 pandemic is causing tremendous human and economic hardship across the United States and around the world," unquote. Sadly, factual data contradicts this assertion. The human and economic hardship result from the government-imposed lockdowns, not from the pandemic itself. For proof it was the lockdowns, not the disease, just look at how different American states have fared. On average, states with the lightest government lockdowns suffered the least economic damage, the lowest unemployment rates, and also lower death rates. The states hardest hit, on average, in human and economic terms, were those that imposed the harshest lockdowns. It's not possible for a pandemic disease to randomly achieve this disparity in results. Therefore, factors other than the pandemic affected outcomes. A scarier lie and policy statement was in the Fed's fourth paragraph where it stated, quote, "The committee seeks to achieve maximum employment and inflation at a rate of 2% over the longer term. With inflation running persistently below this longer-term goal, the committee will aim to achieve inflation moderately above 2% for some time so that inflation averages 2% over time and longer-term inflation expectations remain well anchored at 2%. The committee expects to maintain an accommodative stance of monetary policy until these outcomes are achieved," unquote. The lie is that when the Fed made the statement that increases in consumer prices were still rising less than 2% annually, it already knew that was false. Even the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index reported last week was 2.3% higher than a year earlier. The Consumer Price Index, Producer Price Index, Import and Export Prices Indexes, M2 Money Supply, and the Fed's balance sheet were all up 2.6% to almost 17% in the last year. The Fed adopted its current monetary policy last Wednesday on the basis of lies. Come back Friday for the next edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, where I detail the scary implications for your personal finances. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.